Conscious Leadership by Mackey, McIntosh and Phipps. The one-sentence summary. Conscious leaders can operate in a way that is beneficial to purpose, pragmatism and profit. What the book says. This is all about elevating humanity through business. The author is the CEO of Whole Foods Market, and here he proposes a roadmap for values-based leadership. His recommendations come in three parts, with three elements to each. Vision and virtue. Conscious leaders, number one, put purpose first. Not just profit, but the value that can be contributed to the world. Number two, lead with love. An opportunity to serve and uplift people and communities. This is servant leadership. Types of love can include generosity, gratitude, appreciation, care, competition, and forgiveness. 3. Always act with integrity, holding themselves to the highest standards. Types of integrity include telling the truth, acting with honour and integrity, being authentic, having the courage to do the right thing, and being trustworthy. Mindset and strategy. 1. Find win-win-win solutions. Both parties win, and the community. This could be in many contexts, including family, city, state, nation, humans and animals generally, or the state of the biosphere. 2. Innovate and create value. Build cultures that nurture and liberate the creative spirit. Create the right incentives. Encourage healthy competition. Start a conspiracy. That's making innovators think that they're in on a secret. Embrace the edges and celebrate innovation as it happens. 3. Think long term, about the impact of their actions and choices. Pre-mortems guess what will go wrong before it does. Ask what really matters, what risks are worth taking. And people and culture. 1. Constantly evolve the team. Leaders are sensitive to the culture around them. 2. Regularly revitalise, renewing their own physical, mental, emotional and spiritual energy. And 3. Continually learn and grow, both personally and professionally. What's good about it? The three P's are purpose, pragmatism and profit. Purpose creates alignment. It's time to reconsider whether business is actually a battlefield. It isn't, so let's stop talking about the enemy, killing, destroying, and war chests. Darwinian evolution is another culprit. Talk of ecosystems, niches, novelty, and adaptation doesn't help. Nor does survival of the fittest, natural selection, it's a jungle out there, or a dog-eat-dog world. Stakeholders are represented by an inner and outer circle. The inner circle consists of customers, team members, suppliers, investors, communities, society and the environment. The outer circle is more transitory, including the media, activists, critics, governments, unions and competitors. Human beings don't have a pollution problem, they have a design problem. That's a quote from McDonough and Braungart. People will try to convince you that you should keep empathy out of your career. Don't accept this false premise, says Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple. What you have to watch. The sentiments are right, but many of these thoughts have been raised before.